from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama wraps up 3 days in Nairobi today with an address to the people of Kenya that's expected to highlight the emotional impact of his visit to his father's homeland. From Nairobi, Mr. Obama flies to Addis Ababa as the first sitting U.S. president to visit Ethiopia. Azeem is a resident of Addis Ababa, and he says he's grateful for Mr. Obama's visit, which he believes will show the world Ethiopia has great potential.
Ethiopia, not good, not bad. Mm-hmm. It's the developing country. It's a developing country. And then we are a poor society. We need to grow other countries, just like other countries.
On Monday, Mr. Obama will meet with Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn. Then Tuesday, he will visit the African Union headquarters in Addis Ababa. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maruna killed at least 10 people Saturday, came 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed another 20. No one's claimed responsibility for either set of bombings, but authorities say the blast appear to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria, while Turkish ground forces struck the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in northern Iraq on Saturday. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout the vast area of northern Syria. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said his country's security operations will continue as long as necessary. PKK sources say the 2013 ceasefire with Turkey is basically over. This is VOA News.